I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rescue efforts continue in South Asia. Monsoon season is officially underway, and the death toll stands at 670 so far across Nepal, India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, but many remain missing. Floodwaters covered entire villages in some places, and landslides carried others away. World Mission's Greg Kelly offered this perspective.
When you combine India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, we're talking about some of the highest concentrated areas in the world where people have never heard of Jesus. So these monsoons, as devastating as they are, it creates an unprecedented opportunity for the church to do evangelism and share Jesus. And we need to step into this moment right now and take advantage of that.
Pray that ministry continues. Ask God to provide the resources that are needed to send physical aid or audio Bibles to World Mission. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And little accessibility to God's Word makes China a difficult place, as Chinese Christians are increasingly cut off from the global church. Bibles for China focuses on meeting requests for discipling materials along with Bibles. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, tells us,
they need Bibles, but they're telling us also that with the Bibles, they need resources. In other words, they need study Bibles, they need John Maxwell Leadership Bibles, they need commentaries, they need something that they give the individuals and preaching points and leaders within the registered church in China.
Pray that Bibles for China would be able to continue to equip believers unhindered by the government. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I talked about today, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join us? We've got the instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.